from my living room. This is KLW Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Oakland teacher and award-winning poet Vernon Keeve III. Hey, Vernon!
Hey, Janae!
Vernon's poetry collection is Southern Migrant Mixtape, and he's eating something really good and delicious right now. But right now, we're going to hear his art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home.
I've sung a lot of songs.
First up is Daddy Was a Number Runner by Louise Merriweather. The 1970s novel takes us to Harlem during the Great Depression, where 12-year-old Francie Coffin lives with her working-class family. Her father runs numbers because he can't find work. She has a brother in a gang, and she has dreams of a better life. Sadly, Vernon, this story is still very common for Black families. Why this pick?
Actually, it was the cover. The cover really drew me in. And then I read, it had a foreword from James Baldwin. Just like, okay, this book has a foreword from James Baldwin. Like, why haven't I really heard of this artist before? So I bought the book and pretty much, like, I could not put it down. I was kind of just a little, like, disappointed that through all of my schooling, I didn't know about this book until I was, what, I think it was 33, 34. Yeah, and it's just, I feel like it's very pivotal to the Black experience. It's very, it's a pillar. It gives a lot of history as far as where we were. Everyone should read it. Please read it. Please read Daddy Was a Number Runner.
That's Daddy Was a Number Runner by Louise Merriweather. Your next pick is The Third Life of Grange Copeland by Alice Walker. This is the Bay Area author's first novel. Grange Copeland is a Black farmer who leaves the South for a better future, but when he moves north, he realizes he can't escape racism. And when he returns to Georgia years later, there's a big family tragedy, and he also finds hope. I have not read this book either. I'm embarrassed to say. Why this book?
I picked this book up late, too. Up until then, I read The Color Purple. But then, like, that book, The Third Life of Grange Copeland, you can really see how, like, it was, like, a kind of a, like, a, almost like a prequel to The Color Purple. The book is, like centered on this Black man who was so broken from still feeling like he was enslaved as a Black man in America. And therefore, he just, like, unleashed all of his anger onto his poor wife, Mim. And I like that Alice Walker evolved from telling the story of Grange Copeland to telling the story of Mim, who I really feel is like a sister to Celie from The Color Purple.
Well, definitely, I'm about to check that out, and I hope you all do too. That's The Third Life of Grange Copeland by Alice Walker.
My mama, don't tell me how to think.
And your final pick is All Boys Aren't Blue by George M. Johnson. This book features personal essays by the journalist and LGBTQ+ activist George M. Johnson, and it looks back on his youth and college years growing up Black and queer in New Jersey and Virginia. I love George M. Johnson. I see some parallels with you and him. Is that why you picked this? Does it relate to
when
you?
When I read the essays in that book, a lot of them did take me back to the poems in my book.
Mm-hmm. And you grew up in Virginia.
And he grew up in Virginia, too. And it's just like he articulated a lot of the things I was saying in my poetry and essays. And I loved this, the exposition of that. I loved, like, being able to relate to a writer in that way. You know, sometimes it's like we're tapped into something we can't see as artists. Like, there's so many times where I go to a reading and, like, I really don't even know people who I'm reading with, but they could, but all of the Black people, we would all read something with a similar thread. The universe brought us together. And me just reading George M. Johnson's book, I felt like the universe gave me that book. Gave me that book to like maybe even explore more ways I can write about myself. And I thank him for that.
That's All Boys Aren't Blue by George M. Johnson. I've been speaking with teacher and poet Vernon Keeve III. His Oakland Pen award-winning collection is Southern Migrant Mixtape. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Julia Linus Goodman and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.
Please don't waste my time, I ain't got time. Don't care what you say, nothing in your brain.